Part 10. Krishna instructs Indra. Shukadeva Goswami said, after Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill and thus protected the inhabitants of Raja from the terrible rainfall, Surabhi, the mother of cows, came from her planet to see Krishna. She was accompanied by Indra. Indra was very ashamed of having offended the Lord. Approaching Krishna in a solitary place, Indra fell down and lay his helmet, whose effulgence was as brilliant as the sun. Indra had now heard and seen the transcendental power of omnipotent Krishna, and Indra's false pride in being the Lord of the three worlds was thus defeated. Holding his hands together in supplication, he addressed the Lord with suitable prayers. Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus glorified by Indra, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, smiled and gave him instructions in a voice resonant like the clouds. My dear Indra, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. You were greatly intoxicated by your opulence, being the King of Heaven, and I wanted you to always remember me. A man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire one's real welfare, I drag one down from their materially fortunate position. Indra, you may now go. Execute my order and remain in your appointed position as King of Heaven. But you should be sober without false pride.